So let's review. Zok de Mishnah. Reb Tarfon Omer Chaylin Mamzerim Li Tahar. There is a method whereby Mamzerim can purify the lineage and have children who are not Mamzerim. Ketzad Mamzer Shenasa Shivcha Havlad Evet. If a Mamzer marries a slave woman, their child is a slave. Shichra Roy Nimtza Haben Ben Chayrin. If the child is then freed, he has the status of a convert and is permitted to marry a Yisraelis. The Gemara explains, Reb Tarfon Likatchila Kamar. He permitted a mamzer to go ahead and marry a slave woman because, as Rashi explains, lo yeh kodesh be Yisrael kosher ksev v'loy b'mamzer. The prohibition to marry a slave only applies to an ordinary Yisrael, not to a mamzer. Nonetheless, the Chacham contend tiharta es azcharim v'loy tiharta es anakevus. This method is only effective for male mamzerim, not for women, because ever in l'chayis, a slave does not transmit his lineage, as the pasuk says, im hachamar am hadayim l'chamar. They are compared to animals, therefore the child of a mamzeres will always be a mamzer. The Mishnah concludes, Ebliyaza Omer, Hareza Eved Mamzer. The child of such a union is a mamzer, because the pasuk says regarding mamzerim, Lo yavoy loy bekal Hashem, loy halach achar psuloy. The father's blemish is passed on to his children, and they remain mamzerim. However, Tarfon maintains that based on the pasuk L'mishpachaisam L'vesa V'isam, we might have thought that all matters of lineage are transmitted solely through the father. Therefore, the pasuk loy refers to Yisrael shenasa mamzeres, the children of a mamzeres, and teaches that a mother transmits mamzeres as well. However, if a mamzer marries a shivcha, kol vlad b'mei shivcha kananis kevlad b'mei behemadami, the fetus is not related to the father at all, and so it is not a mamzer. Hanu lo cha'emer, where Baruch Hashem completed the third parak of Masechet Kedushin, and now begin the fourth parak. Asar Yuchsim Be'ezus Hashem. This parak deals with laws of lineage, which marriages are permitted, and the status of the children of various prohibited unions. Zok de Mishnah, Asar Yuchsim Olam in Bavel. The Jews returning from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael with Ezra HaSefer were divided into 10 distinct classes of lineage. Kahani Levi Yisraeli, Chaloli, disqualified Kahanim, Geri converts, Bacharuri freed slaves, Mamzeri, children of prohibited marriages punishable by Karas, Nesine, descendants of the Gevainim who converted in the times of Yeshua, Shtuki, people of unknown paternity, Va'asufi, those whose lineage is completely unknown and are possible Mamzerim. The Mishnah delineates which of these classes may intermarry. Kahani Levi of Israeli, Mutarim Lo Bezebezeh, Kahani Levi of Israelim are permitted to marry each other. Levi, Yisraeli, Chaloli, Geri, V'charuri, Mutarim Lo Bezebezeh, Levim and Yisraelim are also permitted to marry Chalolim, converts, and freed slaves. However, Kahanim are forbidden to marry Chalolim, as explicitly written in the Torah, and are also forbidden to marry Gerim and Charurim, because they are assumed to be Zoinois, having previously engaged in promiscuous relationships. Geri v'Charuri, Mamzeri v'Nesinei Shtuki v'Asufi, Kulam Mutar and Lavi Zebezeh. Gerim v'Charurim are also permitted to marry Psuli Kol, such as Mamzerim and Nesinim. Additionally, Safik mamzerim mutarim l'sarav b'mamzerim. Possible mamzerim are permitted to marry confirmed mamzerim. This is explained in the upcoming dafim. The Mishnah defines shtuki v'asufi. Ve'elohim shtuki. Kol shu makir es imoy, ve'ena makir es alviv. Shtuki is someone who does not know who his father is, and so his mother, mishas kosoy, quiets him whenever he calls someone father. Asufi kol shu nesav minashuk, ve'ena makir lo yesaviv v'lo imoy. And a Sufi was taken in off the streets, and his lineage is completely unknown. Therefore, Shtuki v'Asufi, Safig Mamzerim Heim, they're both considered possible Mamzerim. The Mishnah concludes, Abishol ha'yikari l'Shtuki Beduki. He referred to people of unknown lineage as Beduki. The Gemara will explain this term. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah used the term Alu, they ascended, instead of Holchu, they went, alluding to the fact that Beis HaMikdash Gevoy Mikol Eretz Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash is the highest point in Eretz Yisrael, as the pasuk says, "V'kamta v'alisa l'makom ha'shivcha Hashem." And Eretz Yisrael Gevoy Mikol Ha'aretz. Eretz Yisrael is at a higher elevation than all other countries, as the pasuk says, "Chaya Hashem asher hella v'asher hevi'es b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Safin u'mikol ha'aretz." The Gemara cites two versions of our Mishnah. Rava Amar He'elum Tanan. Ezra brought the psula mentioned in the Mishnah with him against their will. Abaya Amar Alu Ma'aleim Tanan. They went to Eretz Yisrael on their own accord. The Gemara offers two explanations for the Machloikis. Rava Islay Reb Elazar. He agrees with Reb Elazar who said, Loi Allah Ezra Mibavel Acha Asa Kiselis Nikia. Ezra separated the psulim, as Rashi explains, Lanakis is bavul niskaven, shara isim shenesav behen. Ezra intended to purify the tainted lineage of bavul. V'rosh shahayu chachmei ador oilni moy ve'in oid bebavul sheisasek livdik behen liyatsin. He realized that all the chacham joining him in coming to Eretz Yisrael, and no one would be left in bavul to enforce these laws. Amad behifrish psulein v'haylichin imoy v'ha'ador hikir behem. And so he identified all the psulim and coerced them to come with him, and the people in Eretz Yisrael knew not to marry them. And Abai less later, Rabbi Lazar, Ezra did not separate the psulim. However, they went to Eretz Yisrael on their own, where they would be less noticeable. Alternately, Kulam is later, Rabbi Lazar, v'afrushi afrushinim. Everyone agrees that Ezra identified and separated the psulim. However, Rabbi holds bal karchayu asukinu. He also coerced them to come with him so they should not intermarry. While Abaya holds minafshayu sliku, they realized that no one would marry them, and they went on their own to Eretz Yisrael, where they would be less noticeable. The Gemara now cites the following halacha and explains it. Kol haratzis isel Eretz Yisrael, ve'Eretz Yisrael isel abavul. The people in Eretz Yisrael were successful at retaining the purity of the lineage as opposed to other lands. However, they are considered tainted compared to Bavel because of the psulim that came to Eretz Yisrael and intermarried. Now, according to Abaya, who holds minafshayu sliku, this halacha is understood because since they came willingly, the separation of the psulim did not create such notoriety, and they were not known to all, allowing some of them to intermarry. Therefore, Eretz Yisrael was somewhat tainted. However, according to Rabbi, who holds Bal Karchayu Asikinu, the fact that they were brought forcibly created greater notoriety, and they were known to all, which did not allow them to intermarry. If so, why was Eretz Yisrael considered tainted? Our answer is Nehi Diyadi Lahu Dara Ladara Achrin Eloyadi. Future generations no longer recognize the psulim that Ezra had identified. The Gemara discusses the status of Kahanim who were unable to prove their lineage. The pasuk says, "Ashal yoichlim kodesh hakodeshim ad amid kain leur matumim." They were not allowed to eat from the karbanis. The Gemara explains that Nehemiah told them, "Hari atem bechazkaschem b'mahayisim oichlim begoyle b'kodesh hagvul af kan nami b'kodesh hagvul." They may continue eating truma, which they had been eating in Chutz La'aretz, but they may not eat kodshim. The Gemara says that this demonstrates gedoy l'chazaka, the power of chazaka, a prior assumption, and cites two explanations. Mei kara achol b'truma d'rabbanan, ul b'sayif achol b'truma d'araisa. They were even permitted to eat truma of grain and wine, which were obligated mid'araisa. And even according to the opinion that malim b'truma l'yuchsin, the eating of truma was used as a means of determining lineage, there was no concern that they would intermarry, since they could not eat kachim, people were aware of their questionable status. They were only permitted to eat truma of other crops, which are only obligated midrabanan, because this would not be used as a means of establishing lineage. Nevertheless, this demonstrated the power of chazaka, because they were permitted to continue to eat truma drabanan, and we were not concerned that they would possibly eat truma d'oraisa.